Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you're happy? You should be, eh? Because Jesus rose from the what? Hope you also know that you also rose from the dead. Do you know that you also rose from the dead? You. Yeah? Do you know that you died? And you were buried, you went to hell. You know that? Eh? Yeah, that's what the Bible says. You died with him. Eh? And when he rose, you rose with him. Eh? When he went to heaven, you went with him. So now where are you? Yeah, you are in heaven. Eh? You are where? I hope you believe it. Eh? You guys, you just know that scripture, but you're like, really? You know, eh? Hallelujah. Today, we're going to talk about, it looks like we are doing a series, eh? But it is not deliberate. It's not like, you know, eh? We're going to talk about the Father of Jesus. We're going to, sounds like, I mean, we know it's God, you know, yeah? But that's what we're going to talk about. Amen? The Father of Jesus and his love, eh? And what that means for you and what your response should be. Glory be to God. We first began this series by talking about the name of Jesus, eh? How powerful it is, eh? And that also included your name, eh? Your name, eh? And how God intends that you live up to your name. Eh? If it's a bad name, you can change it. Eh? You know, most of you here, you're above 18. You can just go and you change your name. Eh? Okay? You don't have to ask your clan leader. Eh? Okay? Most clan leaders, I believe, are witches. Eh? Okay? I believe it. Eh? Knowing our African traditional society. Eh? You know, most clan leaders, well, not all of them, I guess, but most of them, I believe, whether they have their CEOs in some company in the city, you know, eh? Yeah, I believe they are what? They are witches. Eh? Glory be to God. I'm very serious, by the way. For me, I know our society. Eh? You can't be a clan leader. Eh? You know, because a clan leader is supposed to do things, eh? You understand, for the clan, eh? And supernatural stuff. Why? You're going to sacrifice, you know, eh? Appeasing the elders, eh? The judges, eh? You know, eh? Yeah. Now, I believe there are some few, eh? But they must be very poor at their job, eh? Those few are not what? Eh? And you wonder why they are not sacked, eh? Honestly, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? So, change your name. You don't have to ask your clan leader. You are an adult, eh? Glory be to God. If you're not brave enough to change it, you know, eh? Because they might disinherit you, eh? You can just sanctify it. Eh? You know, like Jabez, what Jabez did. Hallelujah. Amen. So we talk about the name of Jesus. Then we talked about the mind of Christ, eh? The mind of Jesus. Eh? How that mind knows everything. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ. Eh? And that mind is not there just to make us feel nice, eh? It is there to be utilized. Eh? Amen. One of the ways you can utilize it to draw wisdom, to draw knowledge and understanding concerning anything in your life is by praying in tongues and asking God to interpret what you have prayed in tongues. Okay? Those sermons are there on the net. Eh? Then later we talked about, I think last week, we talked about the Spirit of Jesus. Eh? The Allos Paracletos, another helper, eh? Just like him, just like Jesus, eh? Kind of like Jesus' twin, okay? And how he's with us, eh? You know, he witnesses to our spirits that we are sons of God, okay? And how he's there as a down payment to let us know that Jesus is coming back for us, eh? To take us back home, okay? Okay? And he enables us to test the powers of the age to come, eh? Okay? Those are the spiritual gifts. Okay? And then, as a seal, eh? You know, he's our protection. You remember? And all those things are activated by us loving the Father, loving Jesus. Okay? When you love Him, all those things, the benefits of the Holy Ghost in us, they are activated. So there's divine protection, as we read in Psalm 91, which is for those who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Okay? And the result is there's protection. You know, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000, you know, but now no evil shall befall thee. That is essential for those who love the Lord. Okay? That seal of the Holy Ghost, the seal of protection, is activated that way. Glory be to God. Amen? Some guy sent me a message last week of a certain preacher in Kampala who has told his congregation to burn their Bibles. All Bibles which call the Holy Spirit the Holy Ghost. You spiritual father. Yeah, last week. Was it last week or some time ago? He has told guys to burn those Bibles. That those Bibles are what? Illuminati. You know, The word ghost is not a bad word. It just means spirit, You understand, You know, but it's not, yet it's a Holy Ghost. Holy, Sanctified, separate, You understand? Pure, Hallelujah. So now, you see, there are things which happen and anyway, that is sad. Glory be to God. Some guy, man, in Kampala, told guy, so KJV, is no more in this country. So today we're going to talk about what? The Father of Jesus. Amen? Yeah. You all know that God is the Father of Jesus. Isn't it? You know that. Amen? Again, we're going to talk about basics. Things you know. Because, I mean, we have to preach something on Easter. I'm joking. Yeah, but this is what God wants us to talk about. Amen? Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. When Jesus was being baptized, when he had come out of the water, the Bible says, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Okay? So we see that voice was from the Father. Okay? And he's saying this, Jesus, was being baptized, is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Glory be to God. Now, the Bible also says in John 3:16, you know John 3:16, don't you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. By the way, Jesus is no longer God's only begotten son. You know that? Now you are also what? Once upon a time it was only Jesus. Now you're also a son. Okay? But that time, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. You know that scripture, Then the Bible also says in John 1:12, you know what it says, These scriptures you should have them like, It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, but as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Amen. The point I'm trying to come to is that God is Jesus' father. But once upon a time, God also became your father. Glory be to God. Amen. The Father of Jesus is your father also. Now, isn't that awesome? You and Jesus have the same father. Glory be to God. You have the same what? Father. Because when you accepted Jesus, God gave you the right to become a what? A child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 17, verse 22 to 23. This is sometime shortly before Jesus went to the cross. And he was praying. And he said, he prayed to God and says, "And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." Now, this is the bit I wanted. Jesus said, "And you have loved them as you have loved me." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Jesus said that the Father, has loved you as he loved Jesus. You know that what means? It's clear, that God loves you the same way he loves Jesus. Equally, Amen? You became a child, but when you became a child of God, just because, Jesus was the begotten, the first begotten, And then for now, you came in 2,000 years later, and you're just a human being, Just a human being who doesn't know how to take initiative, So you think God's love for you is inferior to that which he has for the Father. No, that's not true. The Bible says he loves you the same way he loves Jesus. The Father of Jesus is your Father. And that Father loves all his children the same way. Jesus is the firstborn. And I don't know what born you are. However, he loves, and now, Jesus was perfection. Perfection itself. Jesus never sinned. He never did wrong. He pleased the Father 100%. You heard that thing where he says, "And this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Experientially, you're not that pleasing to God. I know you have heard contrary. When you are in Christ, yes, you're well pleasing. But by your actions, by your indifference, complacency, disobedience, those things don't please the Lord. Glory be to God. But irrespective of that, he loves you the same way he loves Jesus, who was well pleasing in all things. Glory be to God. You know Jesus, this Jesus we sing to every day, our Savior, the one we love. Now the Bible says, God loves you the same way, equal measure. Like nothing less. The way right now he's in heaven with the Son, loves him so much, so dearly. Now, whether you have ever gone to the throne room and what, and God embraces you, and he tells you how much, the fact of the matter, according to Jesus, Jesus who never lies, Jesus saying that, "God, you have loved them as you have loved me." Glory be to God. Now, if we can just understand this one truth, our lives will forever be changed. You understand? Just this one truth, now we'll solve every mystery about Prophet Elvis Mbonye. Because having known him, like Elvis, one of his greatest secrets is the understanding of this. Those few words. God, the love of God. You understand? And that love of God is the same love God has for Jesus. It's the same love he has for you. Glory be to God. Are you understanding this? The father of Jesus is your father. Do you understand? He is your father. The father of Jesus. Because you are also begotten once upon a time. And he loves you the same way he loves Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Romans chapter 8 verse 29. It says, for whom he foreknew, this he is God. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he, his son Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus is the firstborn. And you're one of the what? The brethren. You're one of his siblings. Hallelujah. You are Jesus' what? Sibling. You are one father. You are Jesus' sibling. Do you know that? So if you are the only child of your mother, of your father, I mean, it's no big deal. You have a very, what? You know, your sibling is Jesus. So you shouldn't, what? Say, I was born alone, you know. Hallelujah. And you might never know, you might never understand what advantages right now you have for having been born alone. Glory be to God. Kuna, you get your salary. There's no broke sister, broke brother to bug you. You understand? Isn't that a benefit? Of course, if you're a giver, it is not a benefit. Because you're going to give, so you have lost an opportunity to what? To give your broke sister. Hallelujah. However, you can give your what? Your brother, your firstborn. If you say, I don't have something to give, I wish, man, if I had a, if I had a sibling, I'd be housing them. You understand? You can house Jesus. Hallelujah. You are not alone. Glory be to God. So for whom he foreknew you, he foreknew you, he also predestined you to be conformed to the image of his son. You know, that he, his son Jesus, might be the firstborn among many what? Brethren. Glory be to God. What I'm telling you is that is what, by the way, that's the main thing for today. That you have the same father like Jesus. You understand? And he loves you this as much the same way as he loves Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen? So in case you're expecting, if you think this was just an introduction, you know, there's something deep was coming. There's nothing deeper than this. There's nothing deeper than the love of God. Do you know that song, by the way? You worship team guys, The love of God, No. Hallelujah. Anyway, nothing deeper than what? The worship team, you should have a library of songs in your heads. Glory be to God. You know, these things are not for what? They're not for playing. Being in a worship team, you have to know that, you know, it is what? Chisanja hakuna mchezo. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so that is it, by the way. That is what? If your father died, by the way, you see now, this means that if you've been born again for, let's say, 10 years or more, and you're still blaming your misery on the death of your father, you know, my parents passed away, you know, I think you just, you're not serious. You're not what? You're not serious. And maybe partly also it's not your fault. But it could have been your fault for having been in a stupid church. which didn't emphasize to you that God is your father. You understand? And as your father, he is responsible for everything in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a job, and you're like, man, if my dad had connections, man, he would have called up several, you know, Hallelujah. If my dad was a Mhima, you know, he would have called up Saleh. You understand, but now I'm this tribe. Oh, okay, yes, I'm a Mhima, but other Bahimas don't think I'm a great deal, you know, These things, I was told, now, the people who think every tribe about me, they think I'm this, I think I'm this, you know, but that's okay. I was told that, let me say it, but you know, I'm saying it with a good heart. You know, have you ever seen, there's some rich Bahima, you know that, just like they are rich Banyaranda, rich Baganda, rich, you understand? Like every tribe has what? Rich people. But long time ago, when I was still stupid, I thought that all Bahima, what? We are, you know, they are poor as well, what? Oozing with money. Museveni one time said that, that people are saying that Banyankole's powers are oozing with money, you know. And so that's what I thought, that, the Bahima, all their powers are, you know, they're oozing with money. This was when I was stupid. And now there are so many people in this country who are still at that level I was at. They're persecuting innocent Bahima, innocent Banyankole, you understand? Innocent people, you know. But anyway, so then until someone gave me a revelation, someone told me, actually, that's not true. Someone told me that's not true. They say that actually, I guess like every tribe, there are hierarchies, you understand? Now in Ankole now, you know, like now there are those now Bahima who have mob cows. Then there are those who have few, and then there are those who have nothing. You understand? So those who have nothing have no what? They are not Uzi. Anyway, I don't know. Again, please, I'm not sure about what I'm saying, so don't, you know, you might leave here and watch, you start saying what? Some funny political things, but I'm just trying to make a point, Anyway, so if you are a Mhima, and maybe, you know, you are on the, you know, low on the hierarchy, you cannot say, if my dad had been rich, my grandfather with many cows, they would just call up what? Sevo, then he gives me a job in UNRWA. You know, Now, if you've been born again for 15 years, you're a Mhima, and you're thinking like that, then there's something wrong with you. You haven't yet known the Father. Glory be to God. This Father owns a cattle, how many? On 1,000 hills. Glory be to God. By the way, they say if you're going to be effective in evangelism, one of the ways you can do is to know people, You know, Now, like Museveni, if you want to preach to Museveni, because Museveni loves cows and what, you know? So you can go and tell him, man, there's some guy who has greater cows than you. Now, a Mhima would respect some guy who has more cows, You know, So you tell him, say, man, there's a guy, man, who has a cattle on 1,000 hills. I don't think Museveni's cows even can whatever, just one hill. But then there's a guy, 1,000 hills. Now Museveni will be willing to listen. Aha, tell me who, you know, Anyway, this father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. You know, he owns everything, You know, I remember, by the way, this revelation of the Father God, impacted me many years ago when I wanted to go to California, you know, to meet Lyadon and Benny Hinn and all those guys, see where Catherine Kuhlman was buried, you know, And I think at that, I don't know, I knew somehow my dad can't, like, get me a scholarship and pay for me to study there, You understand, You know, because he didn't have that money. Because I remember that year, I think my scholarship cost like, those days, it was like 60,000 what? Dollars. Eh? You know, eh? That's what was revealed to me. Eh? But it's possible that there are some side money, which the guys who sent me to school played. Eh? Hmm? But these things happen. Eh? Huh? You think your PhD supervisor, it is just for nothing. There's some money. Eh? I'm telling you, this world is very what? Very interesting. Eh? Yeah, there's some money which, of course not all of them, I guess, eh? But there's some money which is played. Eh? That's why they get people, man, come, PhD, what, you know, eh? Because when you come, you know, there are benefits for them also. It's true, eh? Amen? So, I decided to now, you understand, that's when I understood the Father, eh? God the Father, eh? You understand, if my dad can't do this for me, I have a greater Father. Hallelujah. Hmm? Amen? And he did it. Eh? He got me to the US. I studied. I met all the people. Well, you know, eh? Hallelujah. And there was nothing I needed from my dad. Eh? Glory be to God. Because I have a Father. I hope you know that song. But you're going to sing it. Eh? So be ready. Eh? Now that it has what? No man is why, you know. You want to take initiative. Eh? So anyway, the Father God, you understand? Eh? Please, eh, get to a level where you know God as a Father. You know, one who loves you. Eh? One who will provide everything you ever needed. You understand? Eh? You leave these earthly fathers alone. Eh? You know, most of them are broke. You know, eh? Those who are rich, a good number of them are thieves. You know, eh? Not all of them were rich as thieves, but a good number of those who are rich are thieves. Eh? It's true, eh? It's what? You know it, eh? Your dad, what? You know it anyway. Eh? You know these things. You are an adult. Eh? You know these things. Eh? Hmm? That's why this nonsense of, you know, this talk of a good family, eh? You know, eh? Someone has gotten married in a good family. You know that rubbish? Now, there are those families which are genuinely good families, eh? Godly families. Eh? Some of them are teachers. Eh? Hmm? They're good families. Some of them are teachers. They have nothing. They don't have cars. But you marry in that family, you are married in a good family. They are Christians. You understand? Eh? They have raised their kids well with values. Eh? You know, eh? But now, most of us, eh, what we think, what we call a good family, hmm? It is just material stuff, eh? And someone's father or mother being in the newspaper at times. Hmm? So say, wow, eh? The man, the girl, man, she married into a good family. You know, eh? But you investigate, because now, a good family, most of the time people mean dimes, eh? Mean material stuff, eh? Mean newspapers, eh? TV, eh? Being on TV. Hmm? But you investigate the origin of this material stuff, eh? It is all stolen stuff. Hmm? And we call that a good family. Hmm? I stole money. Hmm? Not me, eh? I'm just saying. You know? Someone, eh? Who I call I, eh? I stole money. You know, eh? Stole money, then, phew, eh? Sent out my kid, eh? For school. In Canada. You understand, eh? 2 years later, the boy also finished senior six. You know, eh? Sent him to New Zealand. You know, eh? You know, it's a good family. They studied in Canada and New Zealand. You know, good family. Eh? Because they studied in Canada, New Zealand, where? The US. Eh? But where is the origin of that source of what? Just stolen. So this good family nonsense for me now. Eh? Yeah, I'm no longer stupid. Eh? I'm very slow to attach that honor of good family on anybody. I've become wiser man. Eh? Hallelujah. Now, I can assure you, my family, I and my wife, it's a good family. Hallelujah. It's a good family. Now, this good family, right now, it has no house to its name. But I can assure you, I don't think there are many, I think there are very few good families like my family. You understand? Because we haven't played a single dime. I'm telling you. On the contrary, there are so many things we don't have which we would be having. You understand? But we gave it all away. You understand? Now, if you're looking for a family to marry from, you know, or to get a wife for your son, consider my family. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a good family. For me, I know it, and I'm not like, that one I know. What time is it? Another good family, and I told someone once, I guess, I was like, I know another one good family. You know, it is Dennis and Christine. I'm thinking that's a good, I know them. I've known Dennis from med school. I know him. Glory be to God. But Dennis has never, well, he was, yeah. End of the year, he did what? He prayed at the, you know that, whatever. Yeah, national, that, Mr. Anything. But now you see, it is the blessing that got him there. You know, and that blessing was preceded, well, the manifestation, was preceded by a prophetic word, Prophet Moses Musinguzi gave, gave to what? To the wife, to Christine, when I told her months prior that you're gonna have Christmas before Christmas. Glory be to God, but that is something else. Amen? Now, God is your father. You understand? Everything that you ever need, you understand? You don't have to. Is my sister here? Thank God, she's not here. Now, what I'm going to share, it's in good faith. You understand? My dad, he passed away, but he didn't pass away a loaded guy. You know, he took us through school, but you know, he struggled. You understand? You know, Now, my dad, well, you know, he used to like, we used to talk, we'd chill and, you know, I go home and then we talk, then he tells me stuff, how he grew up, you know, he would always tell me stuff like when he just gets me alone. Now, my dad, again, I'm saying it in good, you know, faith. He used to blame his what? Misery. Now, this is ridiculous. Again, I'm saying it in, you understand? He used to blame it on his, I think, grandfather. Huh? I'm telling you, and now he's not alone. Who do it? Most of you, you're doing those things. Maybe you're not going up to your grandfather, but you're up to your dad. You like, how then be this if my father had taken me to smack? You know, Now, my dad says that his grandfather, the father of his father, had many cows. But then he died when his father, my grandfather, was a young kid. You understand? So, because now this boy was very young, guys played the cows. You understand? So according to him, that was now the beginning of what? Problems. What? You know, So now, because now the cows were played, now his father was broke, then now his father gets him, then now, you know, Now he's saying these things, but he's like 70 years. I'm telling you, again, I'm saying this in good faith. I love my dad. If there's anyone who ever thought the greatest of me, it was my dad. But some of the things he used to say now, because now I was born again, I knew better. I would just, you just sit there and say, man, this old man, can you imagine? 70 batteries. What? To your you know, eh? Hallelujah. And you're laughing, eh? But even you, there are things, eh? You still think, man, eh? You'd have been whatever if your dad, you know, eh? Or your mom, eh? However, God wants you to know today that you have a father. You have a father, who loves you the same way he loves Jesus, your firstborn, eh? You understand, eh? And he's not withholding anything from you. Glory be to God. He wants to provide for you. He wants to take care of you more than any human, eh, would ever do. Glory be to God. That is if you come to know him as a father and you approach him that way. Knowing that he loves you dearly. His love for Jesus is the same as his love for you. Glory be to God. And when you get to know that, you never blame. First of all, you will no longer be in misery. Because he will lift you out of it. Your father will lift you out of it. And then you never have to blame anybody else for your what? For the things which are wrong, eh, in your life. Because those things will be no more to begin with. Glory be to God. Amen? You think, man, if our family were broke, where we don't, you know, connections, eh? But man, God has more connections, eh? You understand? God has more connections, eh? God can give a dream to the president, eh? This Museveni guy believes in the supernatural. He believes in dreams, eh? He believes in visions, eh? He believes in those things, I know. So, God can give Museveni a dream, about some guy, even doesn't know him, but he just say, I dreamt these names, and someone like that, you understand, eh? And then he tells the Israel guys, go, look for this chap. And then you're brought before greatness, you know, and your life changed, you know, just a dream, eh? From someone who has more connections, eh, than your father. I'm talking about God. Eh? Hallelujah. It happened to Joseph, eh? Remember? In the Bible. A prisoner, eh? Very far from his family. Now you talk about connection. At least for you have connections. Some cousin who sweeps Kampala Road. You understand? Eh? At least he can find some guy as he's opening his counter, man, eh? Have a niece. Now, Joseph is in Egypt. He has no cousin there. No nothing. You understand? But the guy arose to greatness because he was more connected to somebody. He was connected to God. Hallelujah. Amen? You guys are laughing, but for me, I'm very what? Serious. Now, this father, I'm telling you, your cousin, who sweeps Kampa Road? What? He can get you a job. Because every time some guy with an X6 comes to park, he helps him to park well. He first puts out the broom, Nanga Makati, no, Jirawa, no, you know, eh? You understand, eh? You know, eh? Then when the guy in the X6 comes out, he's like, hey, you know, Sebo, you know, how are you, eh? Ah, ne, mzei, nina yo, you understand, eh? And the X6 guy can be so impressed with this sweeper. Say, okay, yeah, yeah, you know, let him call me. Eh? And the guy, you understand, just that. But Joseph didn't have anyone like that in Egypt. Glory be to God. For you have connections, but you don't think they are connections. That cousin of yours, who's sweeping Kampa Road, he's connected. Do you know the guys who park on Kampa Road? They're not simple people. Anyone who parks a car is not a broke guy. You understand? Kampa Road, I don't know how many guys were doing business there. They are loaded chaps. So now your cars, you are connected, but you just don't know. You're just passing eyes through what? I'm telling you. You know, eh? So now this father of yours, says, this father of yours, tells you in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, he tells you, that I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Amen? He says, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have what? Drawn thee. Now that everlasting love is the same love he has for Jesus. It is with that same love that he loves you. Glory be to God. That loving kindness is the same loving kindness he has for Jesus. It is with that same loving kindness that he has drawn you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? You're blessed by that? Glory be to God. Now, what should your response be? Amen? Knowing that God loves you that much. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, it says that we love because he first loved us. Knowing how much God loves you, his child, you understand? The automatic response should be for you to love him. Okay? John say that we love because he first loved us. That is, should be your response. Hallelujah. Amen? The people, who should be our example, people who have loved God too much. And most of those people were even before Jesus died. But they loved God too much. Hallelujah. And their lives were transformed. And such people, to me as an individual, as an individual, they are my example. We have some people right now in our generation, people like Elvis, man. If there's anyone I know who loves God, it's Elvis. Hallelujah. And I want to love God the way Elvis loves him, and then, go even greater. So that Elvis can tell people, if there's anyone I know who loves God, if there's anyone I want to be like as far as loving God, it's Moses. Then you'll also say, but I just don't want to be like Moses. I want to even what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You all know Enoch, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, what does it say? It says that Enoch walked with God. You remember, You know that. That is, the guy who was translated, He didn't die. He didn't die. He loved God so much, that he was transformed, and man, he was whisked away without dying. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God what? Took him away. He took him to heaven. Most of you have heard of this book, The Path, by Rick Joyner. In this book, he talks about experiences he had with Elijah. He met Elijah in visions, and he also met Enoch. They are all in the, please get this book. Amen. Now, Elijah told Rick Joyner, Rick Joyner is the author, Elijah told Rick Joyner something about Enoch. He said that, he wrote and said that Enoch walked with God and was more than just him being caught up to heaven. Then he says that he loved God so much that God became his life. Say he loved God so much that God became his life. He lived to know and serve the Lord. Then Elijah says that I had the power, but Enoch had the greatest love for God. Enoch loved God so much that he wanted God more than he wanted food, water, or even air to breathe. Then he says that loving God is the highest purpose of man. And those who love are transformed and translated into the heavenly realms of God. Glory be to God. Now this guy lived before Jesus. Now for us, we are better off. Jesus is in us by his spirit. and we have seen him dying for us, surely we should love God more than Enoch. Surely we should. We should love God because he first loved us by giving his son. Hallelujah. Enoch is my, you know, there are those guys that look and I'm like, man. Now, especially knowing that now we're on this side of the cross, I should surely love God more than Enoch. And you should, glory be to God. You should love your father more than Enoch. Some of these guys didn't even know God as father. They knew him as just God. But now for you know, God is actually your father. Glory be to God. Amen. Another person is Moses. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 33 verse 11, it says that the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Hallelujah. God used to speak with Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Now to me, this just shows how much Moses loved God. That God brought him to that level where they can speak face to face as friends. Glory be to God. You guys, don't you really want to achieve these levels in God? Especially knowing that he has loved you with an everlasting love. Now, if you know that, the automatic response should be you loving him back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Moses loved God. I'm telling you. Moses did what? He loved God. Moses loved God to the extent that, he's like the glory of the God he loved, so impacted his body, that Moses, the Bible says, somewhere in Deuteronomy 35, I guess, verse 9, it says that by the time he died, at 120 years, the Bible says his strength, his natural strength, was not diminished, and his eyesight was perfect at 120 years. He was not going to die. Probably like Enoch. It is God's word to put a full stop to his life. Moses wasn't dying. He was going to, he was going to achieve what Enoch had achieved. Not dying. But because of something, God had to put a stop to his life. But Bible said, by the time he left, you understand, his strength, natural strength, physical strength, he wasn't like an old man of 120. You didn't call him that. You understand? And his sight was perfect. You understand? He loved God so much that the glory of God so affected his body, that his body was transformed. You understand? You understand? Man, I want to love God that much. God is the one who took him. He told him, come. He took him to a certain mountain, somewhere. On a mountain, he saw the promised land. You understand? Then later they went to a valley and God put a full stop to his life. And the Bible says, and God buried him. How many people has God buried? There's no guy in the Bible who got buried. To me, I think there could be deeper things that means, but one of the things, of course, this was his friend. Glory be to God. Jewish culture actually says that actually God like kissed him to death. Like God like lay him down, then he kissed him. And Moses slept, and God buried him. Now, whether that is true or not, at least what we know is that the Lord used to speak with Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You understand? We're talking about your response to the Father who loves you. Glory be to God. I'm talking to all of you. What God wants is love. Jesus said that the greatest commandment is that you shall love the Lord with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your mind, with everything that is in you. If you achieve that, you have achieved the greatest purpose in life. Hallelujah. And you're loving this person who has loved you. You're supposed to go to hell, but he gave his only begotten son for you. Glory be to God. Now, Moses died. You remember? God buried him. But then later, we see him appearing with Elijah, you know, at the Mount of Transfiguration. They came and they communed with Jesus. Peter, James, and John saw them. So Moses and Elijah, they were there, man. Now, prior to that, everyone who died didn't go to heaven. They used to go where? To that place, Hades. And in that part, there was two regions. One was for the bad guys. There was fire. You remember that story of Lazarus and the rich man? Then there was the other part, which is called Abraham's. You know. So now all the righteous people used to go to what? Abraham's what? And that's where Moses should have been. But now we see him appearing. At you know, which was unacceptable. Unacceptable. You see, this is somewhere in Jude 9, where it says that Angel Michael and Moses fought for the body of Moses. Angel Michael and the devil, they fought for Moses as well. But now, there's a guy I respect a lot, who I read from, who say that actually the reason why Moses was resurrected before his time. Remember, all those guys were supposed to resurrect after Jesus dies. After Jesus died, that's when, because Jesus was supposed to be the first fruit. So he says that Moses was actually what happened for him to get resurrected before that time. The guy says that God applied another law, which the devil didn't know about. The law of walking with God. And God was like, I can use this card to get him up. Prior to that, in heaven, there was only Enoch. You understand? But you see, Moses was a friend of God. And I think God missed him so much. And then, according to this guy, and it could be true, it's like God like used that one. And that's why the devil fought for, and God was like, no, I've just applied another law which you don't know about. The law of walking with God. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, I believe, because Jesus had to be the first fruits from the dead, I believe that after that experience, I believe that Moses must have gone back. You know what I mean? But you see, Moses communed with Jesus when he was on earth before any other, other saints. Hallelujah. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that Moses walked with God. It affected his body. You understand? And it affected even what happened after he died, that God still wanted to commune with him. God still wanted to use him. He brought him with Elijah. Elijah who hadn't died. He brought him and they communed with Jesus. Glory be to God. So do you see the benefits of loving God? There's so many benefits of doing what? Loving God. Loving the Father. Hallelujah. Remember, He's your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God wants to happen? He wants you, He wants you to respond to His love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, He's your Father. The father of Jesus is your father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The father of Jesus is your father. I'm going to emphasize this because God wants you to know that. Okay? You don't have to cry because your father died. Or because your father is, he can't help you as much as you'd have wanted to. The kids were spoiled while they are complaining. 40-year-olds talking about how their fathers didn't play football with them. I mean, some of these things are ridiculous. And I think that's why I'm like this. Because my father, he never used to play football with me. I don't remember a single day when he took me to the village mall. Hallelujah. Is there any verse that says you should take kids to the village mall? Amen? Okay, if you wanted to go and he didn't take you there, grow up and read the Bible. Realize that you have a father, Father God. Glory be to God. At 40, if you miss the village mall, your dad didn't take you there. At 40, God can take you to the greatest mall in the world. I'm telling you. I don't know which is the greatest mall in the world. Peter, I'm sure, knows. He can take you there. You understand? He will grant you every need, every request. You understand? He's ready to house you. You understand? This Father God is ready. You understand? If you want, he can make you the richest man in the world. I'm telling you, so quit talking about some old guy in Kabale. You understand? Quit crying about how Connie killed your dad. Okay, yeah, it is sad. Sorry, that was bad. Connie's a bad man. You know, however, you have a father. You have a father, and this father never dies. He will never die. You know, he will always be with you. The Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always be with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this applies to everything in life. If there's a girl you like and somehow things have failed, she has ditched you, glory be to God. You have a father, you know, who knows a girl much better than even the girl who's messing you up. And there are so many. There are so what? Many, many. Good enough for you just looking at your city. You know, but God knows some hot babes in Venezuela. I'm not joking. You know, fully you've limited yourself. You know, this guy chick is messing you up. Venezuela. Anyway, you understand? Amen? There's a Jewish lady right now in Israel. Nazareth. Fool, you're just going about this kachik, man. The point I'm trying to make sure to put across is your father is willing to provide for you exceedingly, abundantly, and more than what you even ever what thought. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And he wants you to respond to his love. Hallelujah. He wants you to walk with him like Enoch did. But he also desires that you do a greater job than Enoch. He wants you to walk with him like Moses did. But even do greater than Moses. That is why you really don't have to die. You don't have to die. You don't have to die. Moses wasn't going to die. You saw that verse. He wasn't going to die. God had to put a full stop to his life. But his strength, his sight, you didn't call them Bambi, this old man. You understand? He walked with God so much that the life of God impacted his body. He wasn't dying. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is your father, just like he's a father to Jesus. He loves you with the same love he loved Jesus, and he wants to take care of everything in your life if you can just know him as father and approach him as such. Amen. And then you respond to that love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you guys know, as we end, let's end. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, 14 to 19, it applies to what we're talking about. This was Paul praying, praying for the church. He said that for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So you see, the Father has a family in heaven and has a family where? On earth. And you're part of that family. The Father of Jesus is your Father also, okay? So he says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. God wants you to know that love that passes knowledge. That means that it is experiential love, not just knowledge in the head. He wants you to experience that love. And when that happens, he says, you will be filled with the fullness of God. That is essentially what happened to Enoch. That's why he wasn't able to die. That is what happened to Moses. He was filled with the fullness of God and wasn't able to die. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This prayer will help us so much to achieve what we're talking about today. Amen. And maybe, let us pray it together. We're going to personalize it. So you're going to say, Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What we're going to do, where there's you, where Jesus, Paul was praying for you, you're going to put I. So just look at this, and where there's you, just put I. So for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, that me, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.